I went out yesterday. I just thought I'd share this with you. I went out yesterday. A guy that I know years ago said, you know, if you look around in there, it's a good spot to find morel mushrooms. It's the time of the year you do it all over the country. Morels are popping out, and, man, they're $65 a pound. So if you can find a few, you have a pretty good day. And you know, for years, I was just inept. Couldn't come up with them if I tried. I thought they were the bane of my existence. Yesterday, I take a few minutes and I walk in this little spot and I'm like, well, there's one. And there's one thing. Well, that's pretty cool. I found a couple. Then I look in the, there and there and there and here. And oh, and I'm almost standing on it. Anyhow, I picked exactly 40 in about 15 minutes. Ivy and I danced when we got home. Yeah. So I started to think, you know, it's starting to look like a pretty good weekend. You got morels, maybe a steak on the grill, two fingers of brown. Life is looking pretty good. You know what I mean? Yeah, pretty good. New York, you got a big weekend planned or what? I mean, are you looking to celebrate there on the East Coast?
We're just trying to get back to work here, man. That's what we're trying to do.
I understand.
You know, Whitmer and Cuomo, they're like best friends.
I've seen it. I appreciate that. All right.
I'm over it.
Yeah. Well, we all are. I'll give you that. We get New York to weigh in from time to time. All right. Well, enjoy your weekend either way. All right. Let's get back to the pandemic. All right. Let's go to Joe Biden. Has continuing to take plenty of credit for the vaccines that were already being distributed when he took office. He seems to forget that there was this guy, President Donald Trump, before him. And Donald Trump put together this thing called Warp Speed, a project to try to deliver the vaccine. And you may remember that early in 2020, President Trump said, we'll have a vaccine before the end of the year. And he got mocked for that. Anthony Fauci said, well, you know, more like a year and a half, maybe. But Donald Trump put together Warp Speed. And then he also said that there would be enough vaccines for every American to have one by April. Well, it's April. And old Joe, well, let's do this. Let's compare and contrast. Let's put them side by side. What old Joe says and what President Trump said, and you decide for yourself. Here it is.
Everyone over the age of 16, everyone is now eligible to get vaccinated right now, right away. Go get vaccinated, America.
Hundreds of millions of doses will be available every month, and we expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April.
Enough vaccine for every American by April, which he delivered. Of course, Democrats and the media handmaidens in their pocket mocked President Trump for his prediction. But as it has nearly always happened, he was proven right. Again, there it is. And Joe Biden, I'm going to advise this again. If you want to bridge the gap, if you truly believe in any kind of unity, say thank you to the former administration. Give credit where credit is due. I didn't agree with Barack Obama on a host of things, but I gave credit when credit was due. When Osama bin Laden was killed, I congratulated the president here on this program. When Joe Biden says it's time to leave Afghanistan, I agree with that point of view. Of course, the president before him said the same, but I will tell you when I agree with the person in the White House, even if I don't agree with them usually. That's how you bridge gaps. That's how you bring people together. How far would it go? How far would it go for Joe Biden to say, you know what? Project Warp Speed worked. And even though I don't agree with President Trump on a host of things, he pushed this forward and we're glad he did. Because now every American can get a vaccine. What would it hurt? What do you have to lose? Think about how much goodwill you can build just with that. But goodwill, they're not terribly worried about that. How do I know? Well, let's take South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, for example. He was attacked by the hostile liberal media and the social mob when he said in his rebuttal to Joe Biden that America is not a racist nation. Well, the following morning, Democrat Vice President Kamala Harris agreed and said the same thing. America is not a racist nation. Finally, a modicum of truth from these people in charge of the greatest nation in history. Listen to what she had to say.
Senator Tim Scott said last night that America is not a racist country. Do you agree with that? And what do you make of his warning against fighting discrimination with more discrimination?
I believe that we need to, well, first of all, no, I don't think America is a racist country, but we also do have to speak truth about the history of racism in our country and its existence today. And I applaud the president for always having the ability and the courage, frankly, to speak the truth about it. He spoke what we know from the intelligence community. One of the greatest threats to our national security is domestic terrorism manifested by white supremacists. And so these are issues that we must confront. And it does not help to heal our country, to unify us as a people, to ignore the realities of that. And I think the president has been outstanding and a real national leader. On the issue of saying, let's confront the realities and let's deal with it.
Let's confront the reality that your liberal mob went after Tim Scott, a black senator from South Carolina. Uncle Tim trended on Twitter for a day. For almost a day, Uncle Tim trended on Twitter and they left it up there. Could there be anything more racist than that? No. The fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter to the left. It's all about power and the accumulation of power and how they can be in charge of you and everybody else. And by the way, they can dictate to you how much money you get to keep, where it goes, how it's used, all of it. How your kids are raised. Now they want to raise your kids from a younger age because they want your kids indoctrinated into government-controlled daycare, into government-controlled schools, into government-controlled college, into government-controlled jobs. I mean, if you haven't picked up on that theme a little bit, you're not paying attention, but you're here, so you're doing the right thing. It's a Friday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. I'll be right back.